course of the Lord is one eternal round. No matter how short a life may last, we cannot in truth call it eternal. If at length it must have an end, since life merely implies living, whereas eternal means having no end. Eternal life was promised before the world began. Thus God brings about His great and eternal purposes prepared from the foundation of the world. The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by His eternal power. Things which are seen are temporal, but things which are not seen are eternal. May the Spirit of the Lord be poured out upon you. May He grant unto you eternal life through the redemption of Christ, whom He has prepared from the foundation of the world. It shall not be a human sacrifice, but it must be an infinite and eternal sacrifice. The Lord had created all men, and had also redeemed all men, and all men should have eternal life. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And Eve, his wife, heard all these things and was glad, saying, were it not for our transgression, we never should have had seed, and never should have known good and evil, and the joy of our redemption, and the eternal life, which God gave unto all the obedient. The words which I had often heard my father speak concerning eternal life and the joy of the saints sunk deep into my heart. What shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? The words which I have written speaketh of Jesus, and persuadeth them to believe in Him and to endure to the end, which is life eternal. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed. It is easy to give heed to the words of Christ, which will point to you a straight course to eternal bliss. Many shall believe on their words, and they shall have eternal life. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, he hath eternal life. Then are ye in the straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Look upon the Son of God with faith, having a contrite spirit, might live even unto that life which is eternal. repent ye and enter in at the straight gate, and continue in the way which is narrow, until ye shall obtain eternal life. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. He that reapeth gathereth fruit unto eternal life. He shall have eternal life, according to the testimony of the Holy Spirit, which testifieth in me. Are ye stripped of pride? If ye are not, ye are not prepared to meet God. Behold, ye must prepare quickly, for the kingdom of heaven is soon at hand. And such as and one hath not eternal life. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Unto him that endureth to the end will I give eternal life. Let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith towards God, of doctrines of baptism and laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee that is in thy priesthood, and in thy seed that is in thy priesthood. For I give unto thee a promise that the right shall continue in thee, and in thy seed after thee, that is to say, the literal seed or the seed of the body, shall all the families of the earth be blessed, even the blessing of life eternal. I was racked with eternal torment, for my soul was harrowed up to the greatest degree, and racked with all my sins. But I am snatched in, my soul is pain no more. If ye shall press forward, feasting upon the words of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. Know that ye are eternally indebted to your heavenly Father, to render to him all that you have and are. Be numbered with those of the first resurrection, that ye may have eternal life. The eternal God is thy refuge. The Lord omnipotent, who reigneth, who was and is from all eternity to all eternity, shall come down from heaven among the children of men, and shall dwell in a tabernacle of clay. The law of Moses did serve to strengthen their faith in Christ, and thus they did retain a hope through faith unto eternal salvation, relying upon the spirit of prophecy, which spake of those things to come. May Christ lift thee up, and his mercy and long-suffering, and the hope of his glory and of eternal life. Rest in your mind forever. Christ the Lord God omnipotent may seal you his, that you may be brought to heaven, that ye may have everlasting salvation and eternal life, through the wisdom and power and justice and mercy of him who created all things in heaven and in the earth. And this is the record of that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is the life of his, in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. By his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. For thus saith one that inhabiteth eternity, whosoever believeth in him who would not perish, but have eternal life, if ye will come unto me, ye shall have eternal life. My soul delighteth in his grace, and in his justice and power and mercy, in the great and eternal plan of deliverance from death. Ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his redemption, resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him, according to the promise. The Lord God doth work by means to bring about his great and eternal purposes, and by very small means the Lord doth confound the wise, brings about salvation of many souls. Justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Be made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. When shall the blood of the righteous be shed, that all they that mourn may be sanctified and have eternal life? They have eternal life through Christ, who has broken the bands of death. Little children also have eternal life. Why did he not let the sword of justice fall upon us and doom us to eternal despair? I covenant with thee that thou shalt have eternal life, and thou shalt serve me and go forth in my name. I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy for many generations. Ye are free. are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death according to the captivity and power of the devil. For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man, that ye may be sanctified from all sin and enjoy the words of eternal life in this world and eternal life in the world to come, even immortal glory. After this day of life, which is given us to prepare for eternity, behold, if we do not improve our time all in this life, then cometh a night of darkness wherein there can be no labor performed. To reap eternal happiness or eternal misery according to the Spirit which they listed to obey, whether it be a good spirit or a bad one. I will work a great and marvelous work among the children of men, either to the convincing of them into the peace, unto peace and life eternal, or unto the deliverance of them according to the captivity of the devil. He had been deceived by the power of the devil, and he spake of hell and of eternity and of eternal punishment. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. Ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Be received into the eternal kingdom of God, that ye may praise him through grace divine. But the righteous into eternal life eternal. The city of God holds that eternal life is the supreme good, and eternal death the supreme evil, and that we should live rightly in order to obtain the one and avoid the other. The course of the Lord is one eternal.